Two Broke Chicks is recorded on Gadigal land of the Eora Nation. We acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the traditional custodians of our land. Always was, always will be. Hey Chicks, I'm Al.
And I'm Sal.
And this is Two Broke Chicks, the show that shares life lessons and tips to make you rich and laugh, baby girl. And today we are joined by our bestie of the show, Matt. Okay. All right, hey.
Hi.
And today we are talking all about building habits that stick and save you money, which is all lots of fun. But before we get into the episode, we like to share our life lesson of the week. So would you like to go first?
Yeah, my life lesson of the week is don't eat before you have to do a podcast because, like, we just went out for lunch and it was absolutely delicious. Where was it?
The Urko.
Yeah. Have you recommended that before on the podcast?
No. I don't know. It's a, if you want it like a good pub feed.
And your dogs can go.
Yeah, it's dog friendly.
So it was lovely. Like the food was 10 out of 10. Did you love it?
Oh my God, yeah. Also, do you want to mention what kind of meal you got?
Again.
I got a kid's meal. So like we went there like a few years ago. And I got a kid's meal and I forgot about that. And then today I'd just come from recording my podcast, High Scrollers, which will be linked in the show notes.
I'm like, cut that.
and we got a lolly delivery of like all this nostalgic lolly because we were talking about that on the podcast. And so I just ate a whole bunch of lollies before coming here and I never really have sugar anymore, as I'm sure we'll get into soon. But I just felt so sick and so full after having like all the lollies. And then we went out for lunch and I was like, I'm just going to have a kid's meal again. But I have done that my whole life because I was saying to you that I want also sometimes sweet and savory. So instead of getting like two full meals, I'm going to order off the kid's menu. And I was fully prepared today when they when he came over. You know, sometimes they say stuff to me and say you shouldn't order off the kids'
menu. They're like, you've got to be like 14 and under.
It doesn't happen so much in Sydney, but I find when I go out rural or like to the Central Coast or something, like that's where they'll actually say something and they're like, you need to be 12 or under, and they won't give it to me. But I just like make up a medical condition.
But
today, because I just got my gallbladder out like last week, I was fully prepared as he walked over if
you
he was going to say
the
something.
Medical records
I was
going to
go,
out.
I just had my gallbladder out. And so that means
he's
I need,
like, you know, drinks for anyone? You're like ready to go find him.
You're like, actually.
But yeah, that's my life hack is don't eat a big, well, it wasn't even a big meal, but it made me full.
It was actually the kids' meal was pretty big though. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. My life lesson is something that happened this week on Instagram. And it's just a friendly little reminder for everyone to not fucking comment on anyone's body, whether you think it's positive, whether you think it's feedback, whether or not, I don't even know where it would be coming from. But basically, we posted a video wearing suit sets and someone decided to comment, unfortunately, you can't wear that because of your body shape. And at first I was like, ow. And then I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then it was tried to be backed up by like, oh, I know that because we have the same body shape.
Yeah, and I couldn't wear that.
So if you do see the social snippets from this episode, I'm wearing that fucking suit set. And I want to know, bitch, where? Because
you look
honestly,
damn good.
Well, the thing is, you're not you're not fucking meant to fit your clothes. Your clothes are meant to fit you. And I know that 99% of people listening to this would never, ever, ever in a million years comment on someone's body. But what I do want to say is if you do see that, call that person out on it.
Yeah.
Like if someone that you see or someone you know is commenting on other people's bodies, literally tell them stop.
Negative or positive, by the
negative
way.
Negative or positive, yeah. Exactly.
Like, even positive comments about a body can be have negative impacts
just as much. Like, you don't know anything internally about that person, so just leave it. Well, now that we've got our life lessons out of the way, let's get into the episode. We've got you on to talk about the key to making habits that stick. Because, for context, you had your year of health and some of the habits have carried on into the new year. So what were some of the key habit swaps you made and enjoyed?
So, for context, I did a year of health last year, which basically was had nothing to do with anything but wanting to feel healthy. So what things can I do in my life that will make me feel healthy? So at the start of last year, I felt unhealthy. I was ordering Uber Eats 3 times a day. That's all I was eating. I was never cooking for myself. I never left the house. I never did any exercise. I never did anything. Like, I just, which, like, if that's your lifestyle, go off, queen. I was living the life. I was a lady of leisure. I was gorgeous. But it got to a point, I went to South Africa with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And I was doing promo for the show, and they actually threw me in the jungle to, like, do promo for the show. And it was all real. Like, I was literally starved for, like, 20 hours. Only had one spoonful of beans. You know, like, they treated it like the real thing. Because a lot of people don't know, because it's live. They can't do a dress rehearsal unless they throw random people in, because obviously they can't throw the celebs in. That's half the show. So to do the dress rehearsal, they just, like, pop people from the crew, or, like, they might get actors. Oh, or so
they,
like that.
They test, like, the trials and stuff with.
Yeah.
And also as, like, promo.
Basically, because it's live, and also it was like the first year back in South Africa after COVID, they didn't. Like, you can't just go into the show raw dogging it. Like, they had to do a trial run. So I was part of that trial run. And so I did the trials that you actually saw in episode 1 and 2 with, like, Carrie Anne. And she was in, like, the snake tank and stuff. Someone else was in the snake tank. But I was putting my hand in the boxes and
that's
things like
right.
that. So I was just so unfit and felt so unhealthy that after the adrenaline of not eating, the stress of, like, literally sleeping in the jungle with wildlife roaming around and making noise all night. Like, it was full on. But anyway, the point is, I did the challenge. I was in the jungle, all the adrenaline, blah, 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 caused me to faint. And then I'd never fainted before. So I then had a panic attack because the fainting spooked me.
Yeah.
And, like, I thought I had panic attacks before. And, like, they were just mild anxiety attacks compared to an actual real panic attack.
Yeah, like, you think you're gonna have a heart attack and die.
Like, I thought I was dying. Like, it was really scary. And so obviously they're, like, checking my like vitals and all the rest of that, and it just really spooked me into being like, I am so unhealthy. Like, they have the diary room there, which on the show they call the Tok Toki. You know, I was walking up the stairs to go do my content in the Tok Toki, and it was only 5 steps up, and I would get to the top and I'd have to sit there for 2 minutes and catch my breath. You know, like, those sorts of things were really alarming to me. And I was like, okay, maybe it's time to change. So I went into 2023, like, wanting to do a year of health, because I was inspired by Rebel Wilson. She did hers. And she was in the similar vein to me, that it's not about weight loss. It's not about, starving yourself. It's not about going on diets. It's not about any of that. I've done all that earlier in my life. I'd been on every diet under the sun. And then in 2019, I did a diet, which is the keto diet, which is where I lost all the weight and got to my goal weight and whatever. And I still wasn't happy. I was like, I've lost all this weight. I've got my body that I've been working towards for 10 years doing all these diets. And now I have the body that I thought would make me happy, and I'm still not happy. So I'm like, what is the point in starving myself and restricting myself from all these things and pushing myself in the gym? And, oh, I can't have that sauce because it's going to push me over the limit for the week of, like, it's just mental, like, that I was thinking that way. So in 2019, I really healed that aspect of, you know, and came into the acceptance of, like, loving my body no matter what the size was, and realistically that being skinnier or smaller or however you want to put it is not the key to happiness or to my happiness. So going into the year of health, it was never about weight loss. When I wrote down my goals, it was just about things that would make me feel healthy from the inside out. And so that was things like exercise, because as I said, I wasn't exercising. So I wanted to start doing exercise that I enjoyed. So that's walking and swimming for me. I've tried other things like going to the gym or running, and I just don't enjoy that. So I'm not going to put myself through that.
Yeah.
And like, that's probably like one thing.
And that's why it's hard to stick to, though, because if you don't genuinely enjoy it, you are not, like, the consistency is going to be 10 times harder than doing something you do enjoy.
Yeah. And like, my whole thing is like, if people hate exercise, why are you doing it? Like, my goal in life right now is just to live every day being as happy as I can. So like, when people say to me, like, how do you exercise? Like, it's just like, so like, I can't do it. I'm like, well, actually I only do the things that I like. One is walking, and I like walking because, one, it's alone time that I can listen to music or an audiobook. Mm-hmm. And two, I like swimming because it's actually really – swimming I find really easy because it's, again, alone time, but now I'm not listening to music or an audiobook. It's actually just me and my own thoughts, but wow. I'm focusing on swimming, so there's nothing going through my brain. It's beautiful.
Switch off. It's like meditation.
Yeah. And you can play mermaids.
Yeah, for sure. And it's fun. It's just fun to be in the water, you know what I mean?
I love going for a good swim. And me too. Playing mermaids.
Yeah. Me and my sister used to play SeaWorld.
Oh my God. Young,
which might be problematic these days, but you know,
it was the 90s, okay? Yeah. It was a different time. We didn't know better then.
She'd have a whistle. And she'd, because we'd go to SeaWorld as a family.
Were you the older or younger sibling?
I was older, but I was like, well, I'm Tillycum. I'm the star of the show, honey. Like, I'm the whale that's jumping, and she's doing the whistle. And
I could have, if you told me that, I would have bet any money that you were the younger sibling, because that was older sibling shit.
Yeah.
Being like, yeah, go
get
do this.
The ball.
No, I was like, I'm the star. You blow the whistle, and I'm doing the tricks.
Oh, my God. My sister and I used to play underwater kung fu, which now in hindsight I realize was just her excuse to beat me up underwater. She used to get me in this lock, and then she would bring me up out of the water, and I'm like lying horizontal while she's holding me and she's locking me. And then she would spin in a circle and just dip my head.
Just try and drown you.
And they go, please, help.
Oh my goodness.
Like, it was fucked. And it would tape me being like, Mom, please. Mom comes out, and Mom would just go, girls, no more underwater kung fu. I was like, no reprimanding. She tried to kill me. God.
She knows that she'd be next.
Oh my God. Like, coming up. But Alana's like, well, come back underwater kung fu. Anyway.
Takeaway food. Now, with my goals as well, I never wanted to do goals that were either, one, unrealistic for me at the time, or two, like numbers-based goals. Like it wasn't, or like restrictive goals. So it wasn't order no takeaway, because that is not realistic to me. I was like, order less takeaway.
Yeah.
Well, that's like easy to do because I was getting it three times a day.
Yeah.
So in with that was like cook more meals at home. Another one was like up my water intake. I never drank water before this year of health journey. You would not see me with a water ever. I was Coke, vanilla Coke, Pepsi Max, whatever it may be, whether it had sugar in it or not, like it was always soft drink. Like that was my thing. And if I was like, oh, I should probably have a water, I'm having a Gatorade. Like, you know what I mean? Like I just did not have water ever unless it was in my ice, in my drinks.
Wow.
So now like I exclusively drink water-based drinks. So by that I mean I will have like a sugar-free cordial, or I love protein water, or like so I'm having water, but like I rarely have water just by itself. I always like a little bit of flavoring in it.
I feel like that's a really good swap though, because it is like, as two girlies who like are 50% girl, 50% Coke Zero, like it is a thing that I find water really boring as well, that I'm like, I really like soda water. Because I know some people are like, tastes like static TV.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
You're not
people.
Wrong. Yeah, same, like, but I fucking froth it. But it's because it's like a little bit more interesting. That it's like, it's not about just like completely being like, okay, cool, I'm never going to have a soft drink again. But it's like, I'm going to swap and have something that's a little bit more exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest ones as well was cut down on alcohol, which was crazy because I didn't think that would be me ever. I was such a drinky girly. And, you know, we go to these influencer events and whatnot, and there's free drinks most of the time. And, you know, throughout the summer, there might be four or five events a week, right? And, like, I was going and, like, the champagne's flowing. And by the end of the night, I've had, like, 8 to 10 champagnes. And then I do that five times a week. That's 50 drinks a week.
Yeah.
Like, how alarming is that? You know what I mean? You don't think of that because it's free for starters, so we're not paying for it.
Yeah.
So we don't. You know,
you're not clocking that part of it.
And they're always just coming around saying, want another one. And by the end of it, and that's champagne, like then add vodka to the mix, or sometimes they do, you know, cocktails with tequila, and suddenly you've had 50 drinks throughout the week. And the thing is, though, I wouldn't get a hangover. Like, that's even more alarming.
Because that
me.
Would probably stop you, maybe. You'd be like, oh, well, I'm not going to drink tonight if you did get hangovers.
Right?
Yeah.
So alcohol was a really big one, and my goal that I put, again, we don't want to restrict, I said, you know, I can still enjoy myself at these events, and I said I'll have 1 to 2 versus 9 to 10.
Yeah.
But I ended up just finding that, like, being sober was so much easier in general, because, like, why even waste the time drinking one? Because, like, I will admit, like, if I'm going to drink, like, I want to get
drunk.
I'm not drinking just for the enjoyment.
We're not drinking because we like the taste.
No.
I know, I always say a drink with a purpose.
Yeah, for sure.
It's probably not good. not a good way to think about it, but you know what? Fuck it, we're having fun.
I'm just being honest.
The definition of binge drinking, but you know what? At least we're honest. The other things were like things like get back on top of skincare, fix my sleeping pattern, which I was able to do, and get more sun, but safely. So obviously we don't want to be getting sunburn and melanomas and stuff living in Australia, but I just didn't leave the house. And if I left the house, it was at nighttime. So I wouldn't even just go sit on my balcony and get like a little bit of sun each day. It was really like when you actually sit down and think about all these things, I'm like, all these things were very, in my opinion, unhealthy things to be doing. It had nothing to do with my body shape, size, or anything like that. It had more to do with like just ways to make me feel healthier from the inside out. And so, yeah, pretty much everything that I did last year, which I was really focused on it last year. This year I'm not focused on it, but all of those habits have stuck
the entire
way through this year up until now. So I'm still exercising, doing my walks and my swimming. I'm still drinking only water. I still don't really drink alcohol, but now my relationship has changed. So, you know, we had Mardi Gras not long ago. I had plenty of drinks at Mardi Gras and got absolutely smashed. But like that was the first time since my birthday in October. So it was like,
you
know,
save it for a celebration.
There's got to be a purpose, as you said.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah. Exactly, that's fine.
It's actually Thursday when this episode comes out. Kidding.
Jokes. But that's amazing. And I think the good thing as well about all of these habits is they have like a domino effect on other things in your life as well as just how you're feeling.
Literally.
And I was going to ask with the takeaway specifically, because this is something that Alex and I can relate to a lot. We read out how many Uber Eats orders we'd done on our app, and
Mine
was like in the hundreds, like hundreds.
Yeah.
Wasn't it 399?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that night I was like,
let's make it 400, baby.
Babe, like imagine three times a day. Like I was spending close to $5,000 a month on Uber Eats sometimes. Like that's ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, how much money do you think you've saved?
Oh, my gosh. So much money, especially from like the food delivery. Like I get that. And don't forget, yes, it was $5,000, but I wasn't doing my groceries.
Yeah, which is very expensive.
I wasn't going out. Blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of all comes out in the wash a little bit. But I feel like the good thing is when I started implementing all these things, like I noticed at the shops when I do my groceries, like cans of drink, like cans of soft drink used to be really, really cheap. And then about the time that I swapped over, they actually doubled in price randomly last year. I don't know if anyone noticed. It was a big thing on the news and everything, but like cans of drink went up double the price.
Yeah.
And even your like real cheap Kirk's lemonade, which is like usually like 30 cents a can, that was up to like $1.30 a can now. Mm. And so people were like outraged. And I was like, it was funny because at the time that I started to change things is the time that all those things kind of started to happen as well.
The universe was working in your favor. It was like, here you go.
It was like,
here's another reason.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously not going out for dinners as much and things like that. I will say, though, I think that I treated myself in other ways. I was like, you know, you're doing so well at all of these sorts of things. I have more money. So how about we, you know, treat yourself with this or treat yourself with that? And there were other ways that I was like spending that money.
But that's a positive habit loop. There's like actual science behind that, that it's like, okay, I'm building the habit. I did the thing I said I would do. So now that I've done that consistently, I get a treat, like I get a reward. Mm. And then in your brain, it like creates a positive habit loop.
Yeah.
That is literally makes complete sense.
Yeah. And I also feel like even though, say if you were spending the exact same amount of money, if you're spending it on a reward for yourself versus spending it on Uber Eats that you're barely even noticing, it's like small little bits that are coming out.
Exactly.
You're spending it more intentionally when you're buying a reward for yourself for doing a really good job for something. And if that like fits in with your money values, like there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Exactly. But one of our favorite topics ever is you've also picked up reading. when we were at lunch, we would like go to talk about books and we were like, wait, no.
Save it for the pod.
And this has become a huge part of your routine. So how many books have you read so far in 2024? And do you have a goal that you're aiming for by the end of the year?
Yeah, well, I had a goal and I've smashed it.
Yes.
So originally after the year of health, I was like, I still want to be improving myself now. Mm-hmm. I want to be doing things that are like going from someone who literally didn't move off the couch or my office chair all day, except to maybe go out for dinner, to then being like who I am at the end of 2023, I kind of went into 2024 being like, I had a really big year. I don't really want to, you know, put any goals or expectations or resolutions out there. Like I did it this year. I just want to carry that through to next year. But one of the things I wanted to do was read because I was like, that could be really good for me. Like I feel like reading is a good habit to have until it gets addictive. But like, yeah. I said to myself, I want to read 12 books in 2024. And like that's one book a month. Like that's a very achievable goal. And I had the first 2 weeks of January off and I read all 12 books in 14 days. And I was like, oh, well, looks like I'm addicted to reading. And now we've just started April, have we? Mm-hmm. I'm reading my 31st book of the year. So ridiculous.
That is amazing.
And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And I will say I'm so naive because I would walk past, you know, a Dimmicks or a bookstore or whatever, QBD books. I would walk past them in the stores and in the shops and I would go, how are they in business?
What the fuck?
You know what I mean? Like I'd go, how are they in business? Who's reading books? It's so naive of me and self-centered to think that there's like not people out there, you know, still reading. But I was just like, surely no one's going and buying a physical book. Well, I'm
eating
my words.
Now you're keeping Dimmicks in business. Yeah,
honestly. So
that's so cool. But people are often like, oh, I just can't get into it. Like I'd love to be a reader, but I just can't get into it. Do you have any advice for anybody who thinks that?
I guess then don't read. Like if you don't think you
but
can get into
want
it.
To, like you want like, to. Do you have any
But do you
tips?
Really want to if you're like, oh, I don't know if I could. Mm. Well, if you're like, I want to read but I don't know where to start, I get that.
Yeah.
I would look at some of my TikToks of books that I've recommended. So I started with Verity by Colleen Hoover, which she usually does romance books, but this Verity's a thriller. And yeah, I mean, there's some romance in it, but Verity's a thriller. It's a plot twisty, turny, gaggy, goopy, jaw-dropping thriller. That was the first book that I read and it kept me so engaged that I was like, oh my God, I love reading. I read it in like a day.
Because they're quite digestible books, which I think is a really good tip that if you do want to get into reading is don't start with an 800-page book.
No.
Like, I love an 800-page book because I'm, like, probably in love with the characters by that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you want to get into reading, you need to start with, like, a 300-page.
For sure. And most of these little thrillers are 300-page. Like, Verity is, like, a 300-page thriller. And I think another one – see, it's hard because I also think it's so up to – when you read a book.
Mm.
It depends on so many things because I read Verity as my first book and I loved it. I think to myself, if I read it today, would I love it as much? I'm not sure because I'm so much more well-versed in the book reading world that it's different. So, for example, Never Lie is kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum. That's by Freida McFadden. That book blew my mind, made me sit up and scream in bed when it got to, you know, the plot twist and everything was explained. I was screaming. I was like, this is hands down the best thriller book I've read. However, that's only because I can compare it to other thriller books that I have read before it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I read Never Lie first, would I feel that way about Never Lie? Because the thing is, the plot just was just so more far-fetched than any other thriller that I've read that it really made me scream. But if I started with that one, I wouldn't know
that. Set the bar too high.
You know what I mean?
But I completely get what you say because it's like I've read fantasy books and I was like, this is the best fantasy book I've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read like Sarah J. Maas and I was like, hold the fucking phone.
Yeah.
I was like reading like Mortal Instruments but in like when I was like 18 being like, this is amazing. And then it's still like what you're saying, it's still a good book. But like as you kind of grow your library of books that you read, you're like, kind of figuring out what you do like.
Yeah.
So I think that's the other thing is like just read and try different things.
Just read anything and figure it out like as you go. So I thought I'd love a thriller and I do love a thriller. I also love fantasy because growing up I loved Harry Potter. I loved the Eragon series. I loved the Spiderwick Chronicles. Like,
you know. The Spiderwick Chronicles, fuck.
So do you think building up reading as a habit has had an impact on any other parts like of your life, like your shopping, your phone, TV?
For sure. All of the above.
Yeah.
The negative impact is I spend a lot more money on books. Believe so before. I have a Kindle now and I am also dabbling in audiobooks when the time is right. So I'll buy the paperback is still like my favorite way to read, like the physical 1000%. Book. But then at nighttime when the lights are off and Sky's asleep, I'm reading on the Kindle. And then I also like brought the Kindle with me today so that I don't damage the book, right? Mm-hmm. But then at the beach, like I might really want to read the book, the paperback. And then if I'm on a walk, I now listen to audiobooks. Mm. Because, you know, some of those, like, ACOTAR chapters are, like, 40 minutes. So there's my walk done if I just listen to the audiobook.
Yeah, so true.
And it's different to music because, you know, you get over music really quickly, I feel like, on a walk. At least I do. So like,
it doesn't distract me enough. Yeah. Like, I don't, like, whereas I feel like an audiobook really, like, enthralls you.
And then if the chapter's good, you might read a second one and suddenly you're walking for an hour and 20 minutes. And you're like, oh, my gosh. You know, if I did that with music, I'd give up at half an hour. So that's a problem because I'm now spending money on three mediums.
would you ever get a library card?
There's no fun in that.
Really?
Because for me, I love the trophy on the shelf.
Okay.
So I envision like the next house that I get needs to have a library room and it needs to have a reading nook and I want bookshelves filled with all the books that I've read. And so as of right now, even though I've got the Kindle, like nothing, I've read every book that I've had as a paperback as well.
It's more so you have the different versions so you can continue reading the book.
Convenience of it. Yeah.
I mean, I will admit that's psychotic and you don't need to do that. A paperback will do you fine. Or even even if you don't think, you know, one of my friends was saying they couldn't read like fantasy or thriller, but they would read self-help. But they were like, I won't do self-help though. Or like, you know, books to improve this, that, and everything. Basically, he was like, I could read those books, but I just can't be bothered reading. I'm like, so then do the audiobooks.
It's like a podcast.
It's like a podcast, you know? And Spotify, if you pay for premium, gives you 15 free hours a month. So I use those up pretty quickly.
I can imagine.
I've just signed up for Audible as well. So, you know.
I go between the two of those. Yeah. And it's good.
But mental health has like significantly improved. Spending habits, although I'm spending money on books, I would rather now not go out for dinner and I would rather read my book. Or if you want to hang out with me, let's go to the beach because I can read my book there. And we're spending time together, but we're in silence.
So parallel play.
I find that when I do really get into a book and I'm spending my time reading rather than scrolling, I do find that I will shop less.
Uh-huh.
Like there'll be less things that I'll see being like, oh, I really like those shoes or I really like those pants whenever I'm like scrolling on TikTok or whatever the new viral product is. Mm-hmm. I'll find because I'm not scrolling as much, I'm not spending as much.
Yeah.
Or like I won't order takeaway food because I'll just listen to the audiobook while I cook a meal. Like I do find that it does affect like the other little habits. But in saying that, I do spend more money on books.
Yes.
I'll download it on the Kindle and then if I really like the book after the first couple chapters, I'll buy the paperback so I have the trophy.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes when it's just like a little smutty book that's like 300 pages, I'm like, I'll just read the Kindle because this is going to be gone in a day.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's definitely improved my screen time as well. And one of the questions I get when I do my monthly wrap-ups on TikTok and I'm like, here's all the books that I read this month and I'm going to tell you if you should read them. People go, how do you have time to read all those books? Okay, let me tell you, when you put your phone down, suddenly you've got all the time in the bloody world, love. Mm. Like for, you know, in January when I was really into reading, my phone was going down at 7 p.m. and I was reading till midnight. That's 5 hours, babe.
Yeah.
5 hours of not watching TV. I couldn't care less about TV. I have one TV day a week now where I catch up on all my RuPaul. I catch up on all the shows, Vanderpump Rules, the Beverly Hills Housewives, whatever. I catch up on all those things on like a Saturday. And even that, you know, takes me a few hours and then I'm back to reading. I just think like I really prioritize reading because of how it makes me feel, similar to all the other things I prioritized last year. Like at this point in my life, I'm just like, whatever makes me happy is what's happening.
Yeah.
And if I don't want to go out to dinner because I want to read my fairy porn book that where the fairies and dragons are fucking each other, let me do that. You know what I mean?
That's so fucking good. Yeah, Al's like, you're speaking my language, honey.
I fucking get it.
That's so good.
Yeah, my partner will come to bed and I'm like,
and that's the funniest thing is like my boyfriend will be like, how's your fairy porn book going? Yeah. And I'm going, he's like, are you enjoying it? And I'm like, you'll know when I'm enjoying it.
I'm like, you'll know. Don't worry.
He'll know.
There was one time
I'll put
that,
my
like,
wings on.
Yeah. And I'm like, call me Resend.
Smash.
Like, there'll be moments like, Rob has been asleep for an hour and a half, and I'm like, wake up. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I'm done
servicing.
Reading.
But I mean, literally,
I need to be serviced.
But I think that's the weirdest part. Like, not to be weird, but like, why is like fairy porn like making me horny?
It's so fucking hot.
Like, I'm reading about dragons fucking, and I'm like,
what book are you reading? Yeah, that sounds like, good. Can I get a read? Oh, yeah.
Fourth Wing, the dragons
yeah,
fucking, they fuck at the same time.
The dragons fuck and then they're getting horny and it's I'm like, wait, I feel confused. I'm horny too.
It's like a dragon orgy.
And then like, then you, I like pictured the dragons fucking for a bit yeah. and I was like, oh, I don't know if I liked that.
Yeah, I love it.
Like, no, I liked it. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole community on TikTok behind it. You guys definitely aren't alone.
But I think that's half the fun is like, there's, it's not just reading a book if you actually get really involved in it. It's a whole community of people out there who are also reading the book. You've got your things like Goodreads. I'm reviewing books. I'm rating them. You know, people are commenting
it's
on
a hobby.
My journey. It like, is. And then you've got people dressing up as them. And now I'm like, I want a poster in my room of Feyre and Resend. And like, you know what I mean? Like there's, it's not just like reading a book. It gives me Harry Potter vibes again as a child, how enthralled I was with not only the world of Harry Potter, but then the book releases, like with the Imperium series, you know, Fourth Wing, Iron Flame. We've got Onyx Storm coming, and Rebecca just announced that the other day. Right. Like, I got that same feeling as like J.K. Rowling doing The Goblet of Fire is coming out soon. You know what I mean? Like, that's. So it's like a whole thing. It's not just
it
reading
brings
books.
You joy.
You're healing your inner child at the exact same time, like
of
very earnestly.
About fairy
that's
porn.
Not a joke. Yeah. It's very earnest.
Yeah.
I love that. You mentioned on the podcast, I believe, that although you've carried a lot of these habits through, there have been times, for example, like Pride Month when you're truly booked and busy. It's like your busiest time of the year. Mm-hmm. And maybe you will order out a little bit more, or you will have a couple of drinks, or maybe you don't have as much time to read. Do you feel guilt when you sort of let your habits slip in air quotes, or do you just know that that is going to happen as busy periods come and go?
No, I never feel guilty for anything, but I feel I healed that in myself many years ago. You know what I mean? Because I was someone who felt guilty about everything that I did. If I wasn't being a good enough person for someone, if I wasn't being a good enough friend, if I wasn't seeing my family enough, if I wasn't eating the right foods, if I was too busy to do this, fucking hell.
So you're asking for a friend had to do that.
Give yourself a break, sis. Yeah. You know, this we've got one life. It's these things that what made me wake up to myself, and I know it's full on to hear, but it's like, grow up, you're wasting time.
I'm making that my
guilty.
Alarm.
Right?
Why am I tearing up?
Right?
Oh, darling.
It's so sweet.
But like, why would you waste the day feeling guilty when you could feel so many other things? Like, why are you wasting your time doing that?
Bye-bye.
Why are you wasting? Sorry, it's a TED Talk now,
so
baby.
Sweet.
It's a TED Talk.
No, I'm really proud of
Hold
you.
Hold my hand.
High five.
But it's like when people comment on your body and say, like, you know, that doesn't suit you.
Yeah.
Baby, that's their life and they're miserable and it's one life that they're living and that's how they're choosing to live their life. I'm going to choose to live my life going, reflect the haters. You want to comment on my body? I feel sorry for you. Best of luck on your day. Like, I hope you're well because I'm thriving. You know what I mean?
I also just got a flashback to you at like our season 2 podcast launch, I think. And we were so drunk by this point. It was like the after party. Shit. And we were at Salty's.
Yeah.
And we were like,
and I put a tab down with our boss's card.
Yeah. And I was like, everyone go around the table and share your best life lesson. And you're there with a cocktail and you put your glasses on and you go, reflect the haters.
Sunglasses.
Yes.
That's all I wear.
Good.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. Like, hello, I mean, we don't have the time, but to you know, flash back to high school and how harrowing that was for me as a queer kid, like, I don't have the time to get into that, and I've already said it a million times elsewhere on other podcasts, so you can find it there, people. But, like, you know, you just get to a point where like enough is enough and you go, I just don't care anymore. Mm. I just can't be bothered. Why am I wasting my energy? And I think that's where I got to the point in 2019 with my body, as I was talking about the same, as I was talking about at the start of this episode, like it's the same thing. I got to a point where I was like, I am wasting so much of my time and energy trying to be a certain size or trying to eat the right foods or trying to whatever. I'm wasting all that energy. Imagine how powerful I could be if I took that energy and put it into something else.
Mm.
And that's what I did. And that was the best decision I ever made.
Would you say that's like your biggest life lesson you've had on your journey so far?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's beautiful.
I didn't expect Sal cry
to have like an emotional breakdown.
No, sorry. Straight up, I actually want to make that my alarm.
Seriously.
To like wake up in the morning. Now, we do want to wrap on our final question, and this was sent in from the Chicks Hotline.
Nice.
They said, can you please say follow the yellow brick road in the Munchkin Boys?
Okay. Can I quickly tell the backstory to this?
Yes.
Randomly, it was at my sister's hen's party that I discovered.
Where else would this go down?
That I discovered I could do the Munchkin voice. And I didn't know, I don't even know how it came about, but I just remember we'd all gone out, we'd done all the things, we were a bit drunk, we got back to the house and we were it was one of those nights where we were like, oh, we'll come back to the house, have a few more drinks and then go out. But then we got back to the house and it was just too good being there and we were like, we're not gonna go out.
Yeah.
And so we were just drinking at home, and then I just remember I think like something came up on my phone or something like that, and I was just like, you know, the TikTok came up of like the Wizard of Oz and they said follow the yellow brick road, and then I was just so drunk that I just repeated it and I just looked back at the phone as I was watching the TikTok and I was like, follow the yellow brick road. And then everyone at the hens, like, it was silent because we were all so drunk. Everyone at the hens was like, what the heck? Like, how was that so spot on? And I was like, I don't know, but I'm going to do it again. And then for the rest of the night, everyone's just pissing themselves as I'm walking around the house going, follow the yellow big road. Follow the yellow big road. Follow the yellow big road. Can I get up the Wizard of Oz and I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, you do it and then the Wizard of Oz do it. And
like,
then
I'm going to give you a comparison. It's actually spot on. Like, sorry to toot my own horn.
That is so good. It's like the best party trick ever.
I lied. You know what? I'm making that my alarm.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. So, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That's all right. Thanks for having me.
It was a joy. So happy to have you back on. For anyone who isn't already following you, where can the chicks find you?
You can find me all over the internet at All Right Hey, linked in the show notes below. I also have my shows coming up soon around the country. Sydney's on sale right now, May 9th. No, I don't even know the dates.
We'll put the links Instagram and the info in the show notes.
We'll put like a sound snippet in of you saying it in the Munchkin voice.
Yes.
Yeah,
and,
AI.
And last time I had my shows, it was hilarious because all I could hear was these two laughing in the audience like crazy.
You could like laser point where in the audience we were sitting because you could just hear us. Yeah.
So that's happening in Sydney and coming around the country soon. And as I said earlier, but it probably got cut out, I have my podcast, High Scrollers, which is really fun. It's the podcast version of your favorite group chat. We talk about pop culture, what's trending, and talk shit. Today I told a story about pissing myself. So
tune in for that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on again. We love you. Thanks for making me
cry. Thanks for having me. Love you.